On the road to Indianapolis in the 2018 National FFA Convention, I'm Ron Hayes. Our reports this year, once again powered by ITC, your energy superhighway, the Oklahoma FFA Association, and the Oklahoma FFA alumni. Joining us today is the National Officer Candidate for Oklahoma for 2018, the immediate past FFA State President Ridge Eubanks from the ALVA FFA chapter. We had the opportunity to talk with Ridge ahead of his departure for Indianapolis this coming Friday for the National Officer Selection Process.
Ridge, you've been getting ready for the last several months now since you heard that you were going to be the officer candidate representing Oklahoma at this 2018 National Convention in Indianapolis. The process culminates with the actual selection process that goes on in Indianapolis this weekend. Tell me about, first of all, your desire to be a national officer. What got you interested, you know, even put your name in the hat back at the beginning of summer?
Three things automatically come to mind for me, and that's purpose, passion, and people. And through FFA, I have gotten to hone in on what my purpose is in life, doing what I'm passionate about, and that's serving the agricultural industry and figuring out how I can best serve rural America moving forward, urban and rural interest, but doing it alongside people that are equally as passionate, finding their purpose alongside and all focused on that same end goal. And that end goal is strengthening American agriculture and making it the best it can possibly be moving forward. And so when you have those three elements working together, for me, it's a really easy call on why I would even put my name in the hat, so to speak, is because that's the ultimate form of everything that I am pursuing with my life and with my career, and I'm doing it alongside individuals and have the opportunity to potentially do it for a whole nother year on a national basis with that rooted just appreciation and love for the industry that I found serving as a state officer in Oklahoma, being a chapter officer in ALVA, Oklahoma. And it's really just kind of been a process that's led me right to it. And I'd be doing myself, I feel like, a disservice if I didn't at least try.
So you heard your name being basically called there at the Oklahoma state level. Okay, you've got the, in effect, the nomination to represent Oklahoma. Now what?
Exactly. And it was one of those things where I gave myself the night to celebrate. I had a vanilla Coke from Sonic. And then the next day, I just set to work. It was, all right, nose to grindstone. We got a lot to learn. And that was everything from learning about the production side, everything from taking it from the field, putting it on the table, or working with those fiber and oil crops, and also understanding policy, and then understanding the education side and everything that goes into ag education, what makes FFA different, what are the funding mechanisms, you name it, there's a pretty good chance I've had to look over it and browse it. So it was just an immediate, let's get to work and let's see how much we can learn about the industry and about myself over the next 2.5 months to make myself the best candidate possible to represent the state of Oklahoma at the national level.
Obviously, one of the things that they're going to be exploring with you is the future of ag education and where it stands today, but where it's going down the road. And they're going to be kind of probing what you've learned about that and what your feelings are about that.
Yes, and that's in everything from talking about educating the 5, 6, 7, and 8-year-olds that are first really figuring out what agriculture is, whether it be on the family farm or in 4-H, all the way up to people going through college to become ag educators, to the people that are instructing our future ag educators. And, you know, through this process, it's been really fun getting to identify what some of those major issues are, hear both sides of the fence on what are the opportunities or what are the potential ways to go about solving those issues, and then maybe trying to find some middleman or finding some places where we can start initiating change right now to pave the way towards a brighter future for ag education moving forward.
One of the buzzwords or phrases or acronyms, STEM, is a big part of what is being talked about for ag education now and down the road.
And I think that we have to be careful, especially when we talk about how far we want to take STEM. I think the biggest element that makes ag education and FFA so special is the hands-on component. And the worst thing we could do is make ag class just another science class. I think it's absolutely important that we have a strong classroom. So how can we maintain, you know, the fun side, the hands-on, and still have a strong classroom presence, but while keeping the class something students really want to go to and actively participate in. But I think that you're exactly right. We're going to see a much larger emphasis on STEM moving forward in the classroom. It's just a matter of how can we start adding STEM to the curriculum without stretching our teachers even further of what we're already asking of them.
One of the things that the national officers do, and that you also had to do when you were an Oklahoma officer, you have to interact with adults that are sponsors, that are supporters of ag education. How would you envision your role at the national officer level in that type of endeavor?
Quite frankly, we stand as products of what ag education can do in the life of a student. And so for a lot of those sponsors, we're in front of them advocating for the industry we care so much about and the ag education, because we know what it can do. We've seen the changes in our own lives. And as a national officer, you're representing just under 670,000 members nationwide. And so how do you best advocate for those students, show those business and industry groups and organizations that their investment is going to pay off for them in the long term and in the short term immediately after, because there's no doubt in my mind that we are putting out the best product through FFA and ag education, just as far as immediately going into the labor force, but then later on with those soft skills and leadership skills. So I see it as an opportunity to just really show what this organization has to offer, the changes that it can make in the lives of a student. And it all starts with them creating those opportunities for students in ag education.
Right. As you approach this weekend, it's a jam-packed process that you'll know your fate as far as the first cut by early in the week. Kind of run us down, you know, through what you're expecting on Saturday, Sunday, especially.
It's take it a round at a time. For me, it's just a matter of making sure that I am at my personal best, regardless of the round at hand, and performing to the best of my ability. Because just over the summer and over the last pretty much 20 years of my life, I've had incredible people investing in me, challenging me, and educating me in every way, and so being able to show who I am, what Oklahoma is, and what we're capable of every single round, every single time, having me be at 100%. It doesn't matter what round they throw at me. That's my goal and that's my focus, is just being at my best every single time. Knowing if I have a bad round, everybody has a bad round, put it behind you, focus on the next one, and whatever's meant to happen will. And I'm very comfortable with the position that I'm in and that understanding I have, because I want it. But I also know that there's a much bigger plan. And so just using what I've got, using what I've been blessed with, and doing that to the best of my abilities.
But I'm sure at some point, some form or fashion, the question's going to come up. What does FFA mean to you? What is meant to you at this point, and what does it mean to you today? How do you answer that?
And that ties a lot back into why did I run for national office. FFA has provided me with purpose. It's allowed me to use my passions in a way that has allowed me to grow and to see growth within an organization that I care so much for. There's been a mutualistic relationship there, and I've loved every step of the way. But it's the people. This organization, in everything that I've done, I have met incredible people that want nothing more than to invest in other people. It is my belief that there is no better investment that you can make than in people, and good people at that. And so when I think of FFA, I think of those three things. They've made me who I am today. And so how can I help facilitate change to make us even better in the future while still being rooted and grounded in the tradition that is Oklahoma and American agriculture?
Oklahoma's National Officer Candidate for 2018, Ridge Hubanks. He starts the process on Saturday in Indianapolis. We'll know if he makes the first cut by Monday evening, and then the six national officers for the coming year will be announced on Saturday at the conclusion of this year's National Convention. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.